Blog Talk Radio.
And said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old.
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendell Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Iadonis Tafari, of the Lion of Judah Society.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
So what about those crazy, those crazy bald-head Rastas and those crazy bald-head with locks? So what about those crazy, those crazy bald-head Rastas and those crazy bald-head with locks? Something about what John says right here, you know, what's in the word right here. If the Lord, you know, if the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into land. I hear repatriation is a must. But see, there's Yahweh and there's doing it your way. All right? There's Yahweh and there's doing it your way. There's his way and then there's our way. It's very interesting right here, even from the previous Torah reading and feeding, considering and concerning the spies that were sent to the land, and how that now leads us here to Numbers chapter 16. So here in the fourth book of Moses, and now the fifth reading from the fourth book, and how it segues with the previous. Just want to find this chapter right here and also touch on Korah. So now here we're in Korah, the Torah reading and feeding for this Shavuah, for this week, from Sunday, first day, to the seventh day, the Sabbath day. Here we pick up with the years of wandering. Now the previous Torah reading and feeding showed us that the spies, one from each of the 12 tribes, they spent about 40 days in the land. Now, there was 12 of them. 10 brought back an evil report. And it says that they slandered not Jah, not the Most High, not the Almighty directly, but they slandered, get this right here, they slandered the land. Now, we were speaking about how many ones and ones, you know, would say, oh, Africa, we're from Africa, but the Africans, this and that, and they're slandering the land. It's almost like the same thing that's going on. They say, oh, the people are too strong for us, so forth and so on. But it's interesting what did Caleb say? Caleb says something very, very interesting in Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14, that loop right there with Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown, Dennis Brown's Milk and Honey. That was a Milk and Honey mix right there and the remix right there. From Numbers chapter 14 verse 8, where it says, if the Lord, if Yahweh, if Jehovah, he who be, the Almighty, delight in us, if the true God, the true power delights in us, right, that power in us, he who, the power of life, the living one, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. So for more than 40 years, I and I, as Rastafari, and those even before I and I, said that repatriation, returning to the land, is a must. Now, a few have gone forward, but this is what the word here says, that if he please, if he delights in us, he will bring us into the land. But then in verse 9, it says, only rebel not, I and I are rebels, so only rebel not, y'all, against Jehovah, neither fear, false evidence appearing real, ye, y'all, the people of the land. Does it not say in the scripts that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof? So does it really matter which people in which land? And you hear people say, this land is my land. But really, isn't it his land if we believe that way, right? Only rebel, y'all, not against Jehovah, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bred for us. Their defense is departed from them. And Jehovah is with us. This is the link right here, even the scripture with Emmanuel. You know when they say Emmanuel, Emmanuel, that with us is El, that he who be who he be is with us. Fear them not. But then what does it say in the next verse, verse 10? But all the congregation. Got to watch them church folk, right? All the congregation. What they do? All the congregation, Numbers chapter 14, verse 10, but all the congregation bade stone them with stone. They begged that ones would stone them. Stone them. Why? Stone them because they said that we can do this? So those of us who say to our people who have been discouraged that we can do this, if we do it Yahweh, the astray people, the Korah-like people, what they want to do? They want to stone those who say we can do this. Yes, we can. Yes, I and I can. But their fear, the false evidence appearing real, is so strong that they would stone those who are encouraging them. Yes, we can. Yes, we can do this. Don't be discouraged at how things seem. It's not how they really be. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of Jehovah appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And Jehovah said to Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be error right there is to say, oh, English, before. Right? How long will it be they believe me? Or really, how long will it be before they believe? They believe me. They believe I for all the signs that I have shewed among them. Now, if you really just read the Bible and just read it with an open mind, you say, wow, just taking the narrative as is, taking what's written as is, the story, the narrative, you have to say something is wrong with this people. Something is wrong with this people. Then if we say, I, we are the children of Israel, we're the Hebrews, we're the Israelites, it makes a lot of sense, black and brown people. It makes, because this is us. No matter how many signs. Here, we got 90 seconds, y'all. 90 seconds. I used to like to give y'all, those listening to the live stream, you know, maybe 5 or so, you know, minutes notice. 90 seconds to hear the full of four. We got a second part of the Midrash to study on Psalm 72, today's daily psalm according to the royal order, after the order of Melchizedek. So we got a part 2 coming forward in the grace period of the podcast. If you can hear it now, or you can hear the replay on demand. 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or you can check the links either at the blog talk /LOJ Society for the replay on demand, whenever, while supplies last. So here, about to go into grace period of this podcast, 515-602-9761. But just to bring this out right here. For all the signs that I have shewed among them. If we think as Israelite, as Hebrew people, we who admit that, right? Because some of our people may not admit that, but if we really do admit that, then we have to admit that for all the signs that have been shown to us, even over this 400 years, to we black and brown peoples, once lost, now found, sheeple of the house of Israel. A lot of signs, in spite of what the enemy or white supremacy, it's like white supremacy or the haters of us have been doing, there's been so many signs and more signs of the Almighty, the power, you can say the universe if you want, in our favor, but still, yet and still we are so easily, it seems, discouraged instead of being encouraged. So just to bring out this part, now how does this segue right here from the previous, the 37th Torah portion, Shelah, Lika, Shelah, send, Lika, send for yourself men. Here we are at Korah, picking up with Numbers chapter 16. So here, the years of wandering, the second item, the gainsaying of Korah, the gainsaying. Now that's an old like English term, but just for the youths and the babes, you know, the gainsaying is like talking back, it's like back chatting. You know, the gainsaying. I say something and somebody says something against what I say. Or you say something and they kind of talk back. They're trying to gain a saying. You know, you say, well, you know you was wrong with that. Well, you know you was wrong too. You know, something like that right there. The gainsaying of Korah. The gainsaying of Korah. Now, what's interesting about Korah? So somebody say, well, that's Old Testament. We're in the New Covenant, the New Testament. But the fact is that there would be no New Testament if there was no Old Testament. In fact, the majority of quotes Christians that you have in the New Testament are actually based on what you have in the Old Testament. So just think for a moment. If we just take out, right, all the Old Testament quotes, basically there would be no New Testament. So recognize that this is still the revelation of the Almighty. So here we pick up with Numbers chapter 16. That's why I asked the question about what about those crazy bald head rasters, those crazy bald head with locks, with dreadlocks. I know some of y'all be like, are you the bald head? Okay, maybe I am. But what does bald head really mean? So you first have to define what bald head, just, we're talking about naturally, if I had a receding hairline, that means that I'm a bald head according to, are you a child of Jah? So it's according to his word and his way. Oh, that's what you think. No, but what does he think? See, in getting to the root of this so-called bald head idea, not from the so-called natural, if it's from the natural, then what about the spiritual? If it's from the physical, then what about the metaphysical? If it's the earthly, then what about the heavenly? Bringing it to the heavenly heights, first of all, we're going to have to first get a good foundation as that ladder was on heaven, the Jacob's ladder going to heaven, was on earth going to heaven. So here, getting a earthly foundation, a groundation, first things are the earthly things. Korah, the literal meaning of Korah, as we explained before, but explained again, Korah, Korah in the Hebrew, Korah, the meaning, the Hebrew meanings is bald, smooth, crystal, clear. The real sense is ice and cold, bald-headed, without horns. Because the real sense is like a cold, like, for example, in wintertime, the land is bald of crops. That's the real sense of it, because of the cold, and it's not conducive to growing crops. That's the idea right here. All right, so bald head in the true Rastafari way is a metaphor. You know, there's many ones who own locks and dreadlocks, and some of them have low receding hairlines. It happens as you get old and, you know, things and things, you know, just genes or whatever like that. That could not be the meaning of it just from the outer, because spiritually it's supposed to be about the inner. So here, from the natural, from the earthly, from the physical to the metaphysical, Korah, the first mention of Korah we have is a son of Esau. Uh-oh, a son of Esau in Genesis chapter 36, verses 14 and 16. The second one is the son of Izhar, descended from Levi through Kohath. That's the one we're talking about here in this Torah portion. So we have two Korahs here. We have Korah, who's a descendant of Esau. We could say the bad side of the family, right? And then we have another Korah, who's descended, you know, from Levi, right? From Lewi, the good side of the family, right? Now, this Korah here, in this 38th sabbatical study for this strong, this 7 days, this Shavuot, this week, this Korah was one of those who rebelled against Moses and Aaron, and who was destroyed, according to the scriptures, according to the Bible, by the earth opening her mouth beneath him and swallowing him up in Numbers chapter 16. Now, that's a physical, phi cycle. The metaphysical, taking that right there as the basic bill, the metaphysical is coldness, korah, korah, cold, unproductiveness of life and good, because in wintertime, just was speaking to my earthly about this too, you know, like, it's interesting, we watch nature, you know, we see nature, we see when summertime come, you know, if you have a backyard or there's trees around, you see when summertime or springtime come in, everything begins to grow again and so forth and so on. I mean, everything grows, the weeds and everything grows, right? But then when wintertime and, you know, the season is changing, fall, the leaves start falling, as it gets colder, nothing really can truly grow. That's the idea of coldness and unproductiveness. So in the natural sense, the Korah sense of baldness is like the earth is not able to produce because it's unproductive, it's cold, the sun is further away, the light doesn't really, is not strong enough to do what it does in the spring and the summertime. So coldness and unproductiveness of life and good because of one not being, because of one not being, not being willing to be guided in love and in the love faculty, the love faculty. Now, how does this link with Korah? Well, Korah was descended from Levi. Levi, according to the Hebraics, right, of it, in the Hebrew sense, Levi signifies the love faculty, Lewi. In the Hebrew, Lewi actually means joining. It has a sense of joining. So Levi or Lewi signifies the love faculty in individual consciousness, by way of the law, the Torah, the direction, instruction of Elohim, of the true power. Now, there's an interesting link here. We're referring to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary right here in our Torah studies. There's a link here to Asir, A-S-S-I-R, Asir. Asir was a son of Korah. And since we're here on the air with this right here, which is on scroll here, we got a hard copy. Ones and ones can download a soft copy from lojs.org, right? And the soft copy should be out there in circulation as well. But we would recommend getting a hard copy. Here, Asir. Asir, in the Hebrew, Asir means captive. Asir means prisoner. Asir, Asara, like to bind, the binding, like bound, captive. Osiris, Asir, interesting. He brought us out of Egypt, right? Asir means captive, prisoner. Who was he, according to the Hebrew, according to I&I roots? He was a Levite. He was a son of Korah, according to Exodus chapter 6, verse 24. Korah, was one of those who headed the rebellion against Moses and Aaron. These malcontents were not willing to acknowledge the positions of Moses and Aaron as above their own. I mean, look at the hypocrisy of it. Korah, right? Korah, who was Korah? He was a Levite. Korah was descendant through Levi and through one named Kohath. In the previous Torah portion and this fourth book of Moses, you'll find that everybody has the assigned duty and responsibility right in the camp, right? There was a rank and file Israelite, and then there was a priest, the Levites. They were separated from the tribes of Israel. And the Levites, among the Levites, there was the sons of Aaron.
Aaron and his sons were the high priests. Aaron and his sons were, as we said before, we'll say again, in the Hebrew sense, they were the Christians. Who were the Christians? Christians to say the anointed ones? It was the ones who were anointed. Who was anointed? Aaron, the high priest. This is why in the New Testament, Yeshua is the high priest and the link with the Aaronic line and the pattern according to Levi and according to Aaron. So we have the sons of Aaron and Aaron as the anointed ones, the Messiahites, the Christians in the camp, and then you have the Levites, the other Levites. In other words, all of the priests were Levites, but not all the Levites were priests. Because remember, Aaron is a Levite, but Aaron and his sons would be the priests. They would minister in that role, responsibility, and the other Levites would be their assistants. So whenever the camp moved, different families did different responsibility. And if I'm correct, Kohath and his descendants, they were those who had the privilege to carry the Ark of the Covenant. I'm sure you're familiar somewhat, though it might not be accurate, you know, what you've seen elsewhere, Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Ark of the Covenant, the Ethiopia connection with the Ark of the Covenant, you know, and what the Ark of the Covenant was according to the scripture and, you know, what you have heard about it elsewhere. So him, talking about Korah, he was a Kohathite who were descendants of the Levites, and it was his privilege and those of his particular family of the Levites that had the privilege of carrying the Ark, of bearing the Ark of the Covenant. Any other Israelite that even touched it, you know, as in the time of David, they could get electrocuted, you know, because it was a high-grade communication device. But we can get into that at another time. But they had that privilege of bearing the Ark upon their shoulders. That response, I'm talking about literally, upon their shoulders, right? But still, they were not contented. And they had a rebellion led by Korah against Moses and Aaron, you know, saying to Moses and Aaron, you take too much on yourself. Stop for a moment. Stop, Korah, stop. Stop for a moment. I mean, whether you fawned over Moses and Aaron or not, in the reality, according to the Bible, just according to the story and the narrative we have in the Bible, look how ungrateful. look how spiritually retarded this was, how ungrateful this was. Because in the narrative, it was Moses and Aaron that basically got them out of that situation. It was Moses and Aaron that y'all talked to. So, Korah, just quiet. No, he didn't. Right? So what do we have here? Malcontents. These malcontents were not willing to acknowledge the positions of Moses and Aaron as above their own. But they thought, and this is sometimes too much thinking is not good, right? But they thought that they could fill the places of leadership. So what we have here in this 38th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong is about leadership. It's about leadership. Like a lot of ones want to be the leader, but they don't have any leadership skills. They just got a big ego, right? But they thought that they could fill the places of leadership and the high priesthood just as rightly and just as capably as did those whom Elohim had chosen for these places. This is what we have in this Torah reading and feeding here in Numbers chapter 16. Korah and the others who rebelled with him and their families were destroyed by the earth's opening beneath them and swallowing them. Now, some would say, oh, that's not right. But you know what it is about? It's about the responsibility, and this is to my brothers, that's mine. You know, we're like, I'm the man, I'm in charge, I'm the man, I'm the head. You know, Christ is my head, and I'm the head, my woman, my family. Well, if you are, then that means everybody under your headship. It's like right now we have a head, right? You have a head, you have a body. If your head, your mind, your brain, your thoughts make a wrong decision, you know, like to say if your mouth writes checks that you can't cash, then, you know what I mean, the whole body is affected. And this is why their families were affected by their bad decision. And it happens all the time. It still happens, right? But the metaphysical of Asir, we're still on Asir. Asir and Asar, right? Remember, these languages, even of the different nations, ancient Egypt, all connect together. So we can learn a lot about even Egypt if we really study Torah. Asir, the metaphysical of Asir, is that Moses represented the divine law, Torah. Torah is more than law in the Hebrew, it's direction, instruction. And Aaron represented the executive power of divine law, of divine instruction. Korah, he springs from love in the sense of Levi. It's interesting looking at L-E-V-I and look at the word L-O-V-E. You know, when we pick sense out of nonsense, there's some connection there. Levi, Lovi. Lovi, Levi, Lewi. As do Moses and Aaron. They also descend from and spring from Levi. But Korah means bald. It means ice, unproductive, cold as ice. Now, this infers the opposite of love, a state in which one is cold and unproductive of life and good. Why? Why? Why that? Because of unwillingness. Know His Majesty, Gormawi Nugusnigas. Teach us to make our wills obedient
to good influences and to avoid evil is to show the greatest wisdom. But the opposite of love is a state in which one is cold and unproductive of life and good because of unwillingness to be guided in one's love faculty by the instructions, the directions of the power or the law of God or the Torah of Elohim. This is love expressing in personality. And as I have been taught, I share with my brothers and sisters, what we're about is principle above personality. Principle. Look for principle, not personality. Now, if you meet a person, personality, who is according to principle, well, that's a very blessed thing. But principle above personality. Let principle be the qualification of personality. This is love expressing in personality that brings forth captivity, a prisoner, thus in the Hebrew name, asir, osar, asir, who represents bondage, generation, and thus degeneration, sorrow, and death. Love in its divine purity is the key to life, to liberty, to harmony, and to shalom, to peace. But when love is exercised in the selfishness of the personal consciousness, it leads one into bondage and makes one a prisoner, an asir, an osar, to sense. Thus, one becomes swallowed up in the earthly life, in sensuality and materiality. Let me just say this right here because ones might get a wrong idea about sense. Remember when Yeshua, Ha'adon Yeshua, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remember when he spoke about the five wise and the five foolish virgins, right? We have five senses, right? The five senses. There's five wise use of the senses, and there's the foolish use. Most of us have the sense of seeing and hearing and tasting and touching, but usually it's confined to the natural sense, the natural things. How many of us can see spiritually? How many of us can hear spiritually? How many of us can smell, taste, and touch spiritually? So thus, there is the natural, or the fleshy uses of these five senses, and most of our five spiritual senses are underdeveloped or not developed, hopefully, as yet. So now Korah, we have the Korah, the other Korah, was the son of Esau. It's interesting that we have Korah here, who was a Levite, who was one of those who had the privilege of carrying the Ark of the Covenant, but it'll be him and his merry band of malcontents, of ingrates, that rebelled against Moses. And then we have another Korah, who was the son of Esau, the brother of Jacob. But anyway, Korah, son of Esau, denotes the coldness and the crystallization. You know, when something crystallizes like water, it becomes ice. And the barrenness, the lack of fruitfulness, thus the bald idea, lack of fruitfulness of consciousness that results from the dominance of the mind of the flesh. So Esau, metaphysically, Hebraically, Esau represents the mind of the flesh, because there's a mind of the spirit and there's a mind of the flesh. Now, even in those who are truly spiritual, right, there is the carnal and the fleshy type. But it should never, ever, never, ever, ever dominate. Thus the teaching of His Majesty, the King of Kings, good over evil. So a lot of people trying to destroy evil, but can't even do good, right? So the mind of the flesh, Esau, in the individual. Now, there were also those known as the Korahites, like the Israel and Israelites. We have this in Numbers chapter 26, verse 58, as well as Exodus chapter 6, verse 24. Who are these? Those were they who belonged to Korah. The Levites descended from Korah, great-grandson of Levi. Metaphysically speaking, the Korahites are thoughts on a spiritual level, the higher level, understanding the earthly, the natural type first, and then growing in grace and that knowledge. Thoughts springing from and belonging to that in consciousness that Korah, the grandson of Levi, signifies. Clear crystal. Korah also means clearness and crystalness. These are definitions of Korah. This speaks of a comprehension that would aid in the raising these Korah thoughts to the love and to the productiveness that belongs to the true nature. So we can say that Korah, he even fell away from his true nature. Because, you know, there's names in the Bible. And sometimes we only get one example of a particular name, but if we study the name, we're like, wow, that's a really good name. What does that mean? That means that the person who used the name in the biblical narrative was unable to live up to the goodness of the name. Now, what's interesting is that in the New Testament, we have Korah spelled as Kor, C-O-R-E. More properly, it's to be K or Q-O-R-E, but we have Kor, K-O-R-E or C-O-R-E. Right? Now, what's interesting is that in Jude, just to bring out this Jude quote, and we're going to ride to the second part of the Midrash, of the study of today's psalm right here, but just to give some emphasis here at the third, moving into the fourth day of this 7 days, of this Shabuah in the Hebrew, of this strong, a.k.a. the week, right? But we keep it strong by growing in grace and the knowledge. Let's go to Jude. Jude. Hey, Jude. Let's turn to Judas. I pause there because some people say, Judas? Judas, fire burn. He's the one. No, there's more than one Judas in the Bible. Jude here is Yehuda, Judah. But here's what it says concerning this Korah here. We'll pick up with Jude. Which chapter? You ask that? It's only one chapter. Jude. Jude, one chapter, verse 8. Right? Pick up with verse 8 and just a section here. It says, likewise, here's apostate teachers are described. Apostasy, apostate. Apostate means to fall off. Like teachers that may have been teaching the right thing, but they fell off. Verse 8. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with Diablos, the devil, the liar, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, Yahuwah, rebuke thee. In other words, Michael and Diablos and HaSatan and Satan wanted to dispute about the body of Moses. Like a lot of people say, well, who buried Moses? Or how could Moses write the five books? You know, these kind of little kooky questions. I mean, they're interesting, but Diablos, Satan disputed about the body of Moses, right? But Michael, using that divine wisdom, he didn't bring against him a railing accusation. You know, like sometimes, you know, you could say, I read somebody their whole record. You know, read them, like, and you did this and you did that. No, he didn't bring a railing accusation, like the whole, rap sheet. He didn't read Satan's rap sheet to him. All he said was that Jehovah rebuked thee. But these speak evil of those things that they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. This is a deep sentence if you break it down and study it to get the meaning. But these speak evil of those things that or which they know not. You ever come across that? Somebody speaking evil of something and they don't really even know about it? Like people say, the Bible says this. Oh, no, you're saying the translation. It used to be the translation, you know? And the Israelites and the Hebrews, but do you know any Hebrew? So we have to watch that, right? We may have questions, but don't speak evil of that which you know not. But what they know naturally, just naturally, not spiritually, but naturally, as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. The gainsaying of Korah. Now here in the KJV version, Korah is spelled as C-O-R-E. C-O-R-E. And here we have a little footnote here. The sin of Korah was denial of the authority of Moses as Jah's chosen spokesman and intrusion into the priest's office. In other words, he was supposed to be like, you know, like assistant to the priest, like the pastor, so to speak. He now thought because he was around the pastor and the priest and he was of the family, you know, that really him and his merry band of malcontents, they should be the ones to be in charge. Next verse of Jude. These are spots in your feast of charity. Charity in the KJV is really love, if you were studying other languages. So we could say, these are spots in your love feast. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, without any respect. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds. Clouds without water. That's interesting, because usually when you see clouds, you think like, oh, it must be some rain. Well, these are clouds without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit withereth without fruit. Twice dead. Dead in this world and dead in the next, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, the book of Enoch is also very important for us disciples, all disciples to read at this time, Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, Adonai, the Lord, cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly, or ungoodly, among them of all their ungoodly deeds that they have ungodly, ungoodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly, ungoodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, walking after their own desire. They desire their way. They don't desire Yahweh. That's what, you see, in Yahweh, he already had a high calling along with his merry band of rebels, but he wanted higher than high, and thus he fell off. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, their own desires, and their mouths speak of great swelling words. When you read over what Korah says in Numbers chapter 16, his great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage.
See, because the other guys that went along with him, nobody stopped him and said, yo, you need to fall all the way back, Cora. You need to fall all the way back. You know, we're already in a good position. But because he had men's person and admiration, others were admiring him, nobody checked him and said, yo, you're going to fall off. But he went along with him because they probably admired him. It was just delusion upon delusion, right? Having men's person and admiration because of advantage. They admired somebody because they figured, well, of Cora now, he becomes the high priest, so I'll become the assistant high priest. But, beloved, remember ye the words that were spoken before of the apostles of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, of our Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly, ungodly lusts, their own ungodly desires. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. And now when it says sensual, I know a lot of people get like sex in their head. No, sensual, they just move according to the natural senses, the natural senses. They don't have any perception. It's like their soul is you know, as cold as ice, and that's the Cora situation. Anyway, we're going to let off on Cora right now because we still have a couple more days in the Shabuah up until the Shabbat day to touch a little bit more on Cora. Here, brothers and sisters. You know, just to bring that out here, we're going to write up the second part of this Midrash, the study on Psalm 72. And Psalm 72, very interestingly enough, it bespeaks and speaks of judgment and proper use of judgment. 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 Proper use of judgment.
Yes. Something's old and something's new right here. Every scribe instructed to the kingdom. So here they call this July. They call this the 4th of July. We call it the fraud of July. So here, we're at the 4th of July and some important updates right here. Did you know that on July 4th, 1936, that the League of Nations, a.k.a. the League of the Gentiles, you remember the Bible says in times, you know, the end times, the last days are the end days, the end times of this present world system, the time of the Gentiles. So the League of Nations, a.k.a. the League of Gentiles, they failed to support Negusa Negesa, Ethiopia, the King of Kings of Ethiopia, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, against the Italian fascist invasion. And the League of Nations, the League of Gentiles, also called off all of the sanctions against fascist Italy in 1936. And the date, very interesting, was the 4th of July, the 4th of July, 1936. Now, some days before that, on June 30th, the 30th of June, Kedemawi Haile Selassie I, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, root of David, King of Kings of Ethiopia, he spoke before the assembly of the League of Nations, the League of Gentiles, concerning Italy's, the fascist aggression in 1936. So it will be those couple of days they must have deliberated and finally decided and made the wrong decision. And then we get the League of Nations on the 4th of July, 1936, failing to support the King of Kings righteous cause against fascist Italy and Italian fascist aggression. If they did, then enough death and mayhem and murder could have been avoided. World War II also could have been avoided, but obviously, you know, it was prophecy that needed to be fulfilled. May all eyes see. Here, let's ride up right here from something's old, something's new, just reviewing the previous Torah reading and feeding. Here we're at the 39th degree. Here we add Chukat, concerning the red heifer, the Parah Adumah. You can call this one here the red Hathor, especially those who come out of Mitzrayim. Sure, they would understand. Here. Ray Matoon right here, Bob Marley featuring Crazy Bones, Rebel Music, 3 o'clock Roadblock. Yeah.
Rastalin. here. And hey, Mr. Cop, ain't got no. As I would say, hey, Mr. Cop, ain't got no. Hey, Mr. Cop, ain't got no. Birth certificate on me now. Hey, do you have anything on you?
We never stop, we march forward for sure. Taking this quicker policeman to war. Retaliate to be smarter, we gotta be body bad. Got no love for y'all. Politicians feel any reason all. I wanna be free, please. Could you let my people go? Forget to be sick of the drama, we feel it could wrong. We won't ask no more. What you pulling me over for? Was I speeding? Probably slow. These big red engines really flow. Just buy me a ticket and let me roll on. But no, they wanna harass me. Making a sense, my trunk, that's when I start laughing. For what?
And I've got to throw away. Yes, I've got to throw away. Yes, I've got to throw away. My little herb talk.
For what?
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion. In yetegeit unacho. Salam lanchi yehun enatachin kubrut beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom. Be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your boat, Zion Bond, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Kora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefenof Mesos Kol Haaret, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימינך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Before moving forward, let's just link for continuity purposes. We're at the 39th degree of the sabbatical study, but there's a lot that's going on here. Even previous, did you know that in the Korah crazy, them crazy baldhead revolution or rebellion, attempted coup, that there were actually four rebellions going on over the past 2 to 3 Torah reading and feedings right here in the wilderness. So here, once again, this is a Matthew 13:52 right here, some things old and some things new.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
So right here, here from the treasures, and here the 38th, the previous Torah reading and feeding. We got to look at these rebellions that are going on. So right here, give ear, right here, pull you right up today with today's daily psalm, Psalm 30. And some of the first words here for the 39th degree of our sabbatical studies, chukat, statute, ordinance concerning the para aduma, or the red heifer, call it the red hathor. But here, concerning Korah and the four rebellions, the four rebel lions.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Korah's rebellion. The Korah rebellion in the wilderness. This really deepens the 40 years wandering. Now, I and I read in the previous Shabua, the Torah portion, Parashat Shalach, to send, that on account of the sin of the 10 spies, the uckery of the 10 spies, that entire generation of Israelites that were rescued, Mitzrayim, from Egypt, they were sentenced to wander. Yes, 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 Korah's rebellion. Yes, 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 Korah's rebellion. The Korah rebellion in the wilderness. This really deepens the 40 years wandering. Now, I and I read in the previous Shabua, the Torah portion, Parashat Shalach, to send, that on account of the sin of the 10 spies, the uckery of the 10 spies, that entire generation of Israelites that were rescued, Mitzrayim, from Egypt, they were sentenced to wander to death, sentenced to die, while in the Midbar, in the desert, in the wilderness, the wilderness. Now, in this sabbatical, this reading, this manna, this angel's bread, the hard truth of their condition began to sink in, and the people bemoaned and groaned their fate, and they rebelled still further by attempting to overthrow Jehovah's designated leadership and to return to Kemet, to the house of consciousness. No, to return to Egypt, same thing, but to return to Mitzrayim, to return to Egypt. Now, this rebellion, it was instigated and organized by, wait for it, Moses' cousin, Korah, who, along with his co-conspirators from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Reuben, they were swiftly judged and put to death. Thereby, this is what vindicated the ironic, ain't it? It was his own cousin who was swiftly judged and put to death. And this is what vindicated the ironic priesthood and Moshe's and Moses' leadership of Kol Yisrael, of all of Yisrael. Now reading here, beginning off Numbers chapter 16, verse 1 to 2. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, son of Kohath. Now here's what's interesting. It's pause right here. Kohath. The Kohathites, if I'm correct, aren't they the ones who carry the ark? They carry the ark. And it's one from that tribe. He's already in a prestigious position, but he wanted more. Now Korah, son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, Lewi, betook himself along with Datan and Abiram, sons of Eliab, and On, son of Pelet. They are descendants, sons of Reuben, to rise up against Moshe together with 250 Israelites, like we like to say, 250 Israelites. They were chieftains. Get this? They were chieftains. Not any ordinary Israelite, but these were chieftains. Chieftains of the community. They were chosen in the assembly. They were men of renown, men of a name. They had a name. It's like because some Rastaman out there, them got name, doesn't mean everything that they teach or speak is right and accurate in the same sense. But ones and ones would. So this Torah portion here is like a double-edged sword. Yes, we have applied it in one of the applications to the Israelites, in particular the ISUPK, in that particular school right there. And in fact, as a heal up, Azania, you know, we had a good reason, man, and also Brother Ross and Brother President Ross Lawrence Davis, who has that whole platform there, a radio broadcast platform. And it was a good reason, man. But how did all that begin 1970 AD? We see a lot of similarity. We start to investigate ones like Abba Bivens, ones they call Abba Bivens, Ebna Yomim, and what happened from then. But in getting into this parsha, this Torah portion, this reading and feeding, there are four rebellions, four rebel lions. Now, one of the applications is to the ain't right Israelite, but then there's another application, especially when we look at the fact that they wanted to burn the Aishans. They wanted to burn the incense. Now, we have to study the Aishans, study the incense. We say, marijuana, cannabisum, cannabis, what a manifest caduce, how do I, that the cannabis, canna, cane or reed, canna, basom, basom or bosom, basom, in the Hebrew means sweet, the sweet cane, they wanted to burn the canna. So this also applies to Rasta and Rastafari as well. But let's look over just the four rebellions that we have here and ride up with the Aliyot and stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to the Habarim for their contribution to this podcast, the word, sound, and power for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha as well. But the four rebellions in the groundation, the first of the Trinity of readings in HaTorah, the four rebellions. There are four separate rebellions that are mentioned in this Parsha, in this Torah portion, reading and feeding. Here we pick up with Numbers chapter 16 to Numbers chapter 18, verse 32, the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, 1 Samuel chapter 11, focus verses, verse 14 to 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 22, and the Brit Hadasha, the Renewed Covenant, New Testament reading, Romans chapter 13, focus verses 1 to 7. But zooming in here to the groundation to HaTorah, Jah's directions, instruction, the Orit, here we have four rebellions. Four separate rebellions are mentioned in this parasha, in this portion, this Torah portion, reading and feeding. There's Korach, Korah, which in Hebrew can be interpreted as bald head. Thus we have the Rhema, the Rhema track, you don't know, for Korah. This is for Korah right here, and for all the Korahs out there, right? This one is for you, Korah, right? All the Korahs, the crazy bald heads. Oh, see, now the board is stuck. He's playing games, right? So one of the meanings in Hebrew of Korach in the Masoretic, the Hebrew, the Asherite, and in the Royal Amharic, Kore, right? Korach. Remember, there's the sons of Korah. That's interesting, ain't it? The sons of Korah. Many of the powerful psalms are subscribed as for the Livnei Korach. Because even though their father was a crazy baldhead, a rebel, the sons, they survived. And it's interesting because even Samuel come from that particular lineage of the survivors. So that means that even because their fathers, the patriarchs, had arced up, didn't mean that it had to go to the children. Even though we know what the Torah says, the law says to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate. So the sons were not haters, The sons even, stepped aside. But Korah is the first rebellion. Korah's rebellion was against Aaron, right? Aharon. Korah versus Aaron. Then we have Datan and Abiram against Moshe, Moshe, the head of the paternal order of the Lewawi and the Levites. Then we have the tribal chiefs, the Nassim, the Rasses, the Roshes, Roshe. We have that in the Hebrew, Rosh, Ras, Afro-Shemitically. The tribal chiefs against Aaron. And finally, the whole community, against Moshe. They said, you killed the people of... Another interesting point here is who and what is holy? Ayla. Yeah, you say that, but is it Ayla in the King of Kings' sight? So we had the whole community against Moshe. Now, the chief conspirator, however, is Korah. He's a member of the Kohathite clan who appears to be involved in one way or another in all four of the rebellious movements. Now, even the four, that sign of the true, the Tau, the true cross, right, that mark in the Hebrew, the Tau, also the first letter of the name of the Son of Man, Teferi. And Teferi does not mean creator. Teferi means the one to be feared, the one to be respected, the one to be reverenced. Fetari is creator, Teferi is the one to be reverenced, the one to be respected. So just note that right there. And we know that many of maybe the elders, even the clip that we played earlier, the Bob Marley clip, he goes into that. He has it half right. Many of them had it half right. But this is the time, 400 years, right? The year after 400 years, four rebellious movements. Korah was the cousin. He was the cousin of Moses. Now, some say that Korah, he rationalized. He had a thought. He could think for himself, but didn't really think right about this. He rationalized that he should be the head of the Kohathite clan instead of his cousin, Elzaphan, since he was firstborn. He was the firstborn. He said, what's up with that? I'm firstborn. He was firstborn of Kohath's second son, whereas Elzaphan was
not even a firstborn son. Hmm. Now, according to some of the Judaic tribe, the Yehudi tribe, of course, from its root, we the black Jews, and then as it spreads out to others, Korah was accustomed to power. Many reasons that Korah, remember, they just came out of Mitzrayim. They just came out of Kemet, right? So he was accustomed to power in Kemet, in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Gibbetz. And he preferred that old order, you know, of what they call the primogenitor laws, you know, the right to the firstborn. You know, whether you're a fit firstborn or not. I mean, think about it for a moment. That wasn't Esau also, you know. The Midrash, the teaching, it states that he gained his great wealth by discovering some of the treasures, some say, that Yosef, had hidden in Mitzrayim. And he took this, he also took the key word, Wayikach, he took for himself. Now, it's possible some reason that he served as a liaison. Some see him maybe serving as a liaison with the Egyptian, the Kemetic royalty. Like some of these ones and ones that like to mix up the Kemetic ideology with the teaching of his majesty while not having a good groundation on the solid ground of the King of Kings. Get a groundation, right? But they say he might have helped to organize the taskmasters, you know. Indeed, however it be, Korah appears to have lived as a prince. Because why would everybody just follow him? You know, at least so many ones and ones within the camp. And then all the subsequent rebellions, even in the last rebellion where the whole people rebelled against Moshe. I mean, what did Korah do for them? He must have done something that they had a memory of back in Egypt. At any rate, brothers and sisters, we're going to ride up right there. We just thought it was kind of a key just to kind of zoom in on the four rebellions. Once again, the four rebellions, there are four rebellions, and we don't regard what happened in Ethiopia in 74 and 75 as a revolution. Yamad, it was a rebellion against the King of Kings. In fact, according to the scripts in Psalm 19, verse 13, it was the great transgression. Anyway, Korah against Aaron, Datan and Abiram against Moshe, that's the second. Thirdly, the tribal chiefs against Aaron, because, you know, they wanted to bun the Ishants. And finally, the entire community against Moses. It's mud. But you have to recognize that this is a build-up from even the previous Torah portion. You see, they already recognize that now they're going to do a 40-year, you know, a 40-year bid. Now, why is this? It's because the men of war, remember the men of war? We have that in chapter 1 of Numbers. This is where many of our Hebrew Israelite and such as ISUPK and other camps, they point to that to say, well, here's how you prove you're Israelite. And they point to some of the references that we have in Numbers chapter 1, especially when it speaks about the pedigree, like who's your father, which, interesting, in Ethiopia, especially in Judeo-Christian, Solomonic, Davidic Ethiopia, even today, for one to say, like, what is your father, who is your father, that's an insult right there. But that count that we have in the beginning of this fourth book, four rebellions, fourth book of Moses, that count was for those men of war. You see, not everyone, you know, who are among Israel and the Israelites were to be, how should we say, landlords, so to speak. That count there was, firstly, of who among the camp then in the wilderness was directly descendant from Jacob, Yaakov, Israel, the patriarch. And the count of the men of war was of those who would be the vanguard to basically, in Hebraic terms, to inherit the land, right? To drive off the squatters and to inherit the land. So they had that's part of the work, the walk that they had to put in. So we can also reason that when the spies, the 10 spies, like the 10 northern tribes, the spies, when they brought back lies and everything, it discouraged these bad boy, me a gunman and ting. Well, what about on the real front lines for the promised land? So just pointing that out right there as well. Now, after the initial, you could say, jump off of Korah, right? The following morning, when it told, well, gather your band of merry, you know, crazy ballheads together, Korah and 250 leaders of Israel, they appeared before the Mishkan, before the place of Jehovah's Shakan, his shock and awe, the place of his dwelling place called the Mishkan, with their fire pans, the censers, right? You could say their chalices, so to speak, ready to offer the Ishants. The whole assembly of Yisrael, call Yisrael, all of Israel, Israel, Hulu, in Amharic, all of them stood nearby. And they watched. This is like a power play, a real power play. Can you imagine that? 250 of them. So when one to one say, oh, look at their numbers, they got all these numbers, that meant nothing. Right? There's a power play going on right here. There's this power encounter unfolding. Right? But the shock and awe glory of Jehovah suddenly appeared. And Jehovah spoke to Aaron and to Moses, saying that he would now destroy Ha'am, the people, in an instant. Bang. But what did Aaron and Moses do? Did they say, all right, cool, fine. I mean, they shouldn't be rebellion. No, they fell upon their faces, right? They said, oh, God of the spirits of all flesh, Elohai ha-ruchota l'kol basar, shall one man sin? Shall one man uck up? And will you be angry, rotted with all the aggregation? Now, Jehovah then told them to instruct all the people to move away, travel wise, stay far, move away from the surroundings of Korah, Datan, and Abiram. Moses then went before the tents of his rivals. Now, notice what happened. They, Moses and Aaron, they blamed this all on one man. Thus, this Torah portion, the 38th Torah portion, Korah, right? Them crazy, the crazy bald head. Right? One who was cold as ice. Think about it. He was a part of the tribe of those that would carry the Ark of the Covenant. So Moses, Moshe, he went before the tents of his rivals, Datan and Abiram, and he affirmed that Jehovah had chosen him to lead Israel. So it was a fight about leadership in the direction of Jah people. He then pronounced Jehovah's judgment. And what happened? The earth, she swallowed them up alive. Next, what happens next? Next, we have the fire. The fire from Jehovah went forth and consumed 250 men who had offered oblations. Jehovah then instructed Eleazar, the son of Aaron, Aaron's son. Also note this right here. Who were the Christians in the camp? I know some Israelites will maybe shake their heads, but you just ain't right if you don't understand that even the Bible says that we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, Christ. I mean, do all y'all speak Hebrew all of a sudden right now? Or are we still speaking the language of the time? So from the Hebrew, Moshiach, to the popular language spoken then, Christos. So who were the anointed ones in the camp? Well, we have Aaron. Aaron is the high priest. Right? He is in that position of the Messiah. He is the Messiah. He is the Messiah in the camp. When we recognize, get out of the spookism. Let's get to the principle and the pattern. Take heed to the pattern. He instructed, right, Eleazar, Aaron's son, to collect the fire pans, the censers, the chalices, so to speak, which the 250 men offered the kittoret, and to do what? To hammer them into plates as cover for the mizbeach. What is the mizbeach? The mizbeach is the altar. Now, it's interesting what Jehovah, you know, what he says. You know, he says that basically now these, what they was using is Isla, even though they was burnt to death, right? But Eleazar followed the instructions. He hammered them into the plates for the covering of the brazen altar. This was to serve as a what? As a warning. So every time the Israelites went forward to offer their offering, and the priest took their offering and offered up there and put it on the brazen altar, which in the New Testament sense is the typology of the brass feet, the brazen feet of Moshiach, of Messiah. They were reminded of this warning that no one who is not of the family of Aaron, according to the Brit Chadasha, according to the Old Testament, the Old Covenant pattern, should presume to come and to offer oblations at the altar, lest they suffer the fate of Korah. But then, the next day, you would think that this was enough. I mean, you see the earth opening up, swallowing up whole families. You see the fire come from Jehovah, which is to say from the Ark of the Covenant, direction of the Ark of the Covenant, and burn up 250 men. You would think that, you know, the people would be like, okay, you know, Moses proved, you know, Jah proved Moses' point, or proved that Moses and Aaron are the leaders, right? But no, the following day, the entire community of Israel rose up. I mean, what kind of people? This is a sign of who the Israelites are, even this day and time. Could he do the same silly shat, same things, even after Jah shows his signs, after his signs are shown? But they rose up. They rose up in rebellion against Moses, against Aaron, accusing them. And get the accusation, wow. It's surprising that more fire didn't come out. They accused Moses and Aaron of, quote, bringing death upon Jehovah's people.
Wow.
When the mob looked toward the tabernacle, however, the kabodiyah, or the kavod of Jehovah, the glory of Jehovah, appeared. And Ha-Elohim descended to tell Moses and Aaron that he was going to destroy the entire aggregation. Now, despite their fervent intercession, once again, get this right here. Get this. They're rebelling against Moses and Aaron. John tells Moses and Aaron, here's what I'm going to do to them. I'm going to destroy them. All that murmuring, they're bitching, they're moaning, they're complaining. You know, they're not recognizing the sign that has already been given. What does Moses and Aaron do? They interceded. They sought to intercede again. However, a deadly plague broke out among the people. Moses then instructed Aaron to take a fire pan, a censer, you could say in the Old Testament sense, a chalice with kittaret, the itan, the ishans, and to bring it in the midst of the congregation, and to make atonement for them. Though, here's what's interesting. This was not part of the ritual use of the kittaret. This is interesting here. This was not part of the ritual use of the kittaret. Oh, a little footnote here. Now we find that there are ones and ones who are saying that maybe the cannabis can be used to kind of stop this so-called coronavirus, this COVID, or I call it covert, the covert 19 plague as well. Remember, I, you know, we posted some vids because that was during that Torah portion early when this whole covert, it is covert, year after 400 years, the thing came out. But the point here is that the use of the ishans, of the incense for atonement, was not part of the ritual use of the kittaret. But Aaron did so. Aaron did this. Quote, and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now, HaTorah, Jah's direction instruction, tells us that 14,700 ain't right Israelites died because of the plague. Not including, this doesn't include, the deaths of those who were involved in the rebellion of Korah. As a final, you could say, test, so to speak, trial, test to vindicate, to justify, to make righteous Aaron as Jah's chosen priest, each of the 12 tribal heads of Israel, as well as Aaron himself, they were instructed to bring their staffs to Moshe, to Moses. A little footnote here as well. Brethren, Rastafari brethren, Hebrew, Israelite brethren, stop calling yourselves high priests, unless you're just talking about you high or something like that. Stop that. Because HaMoshiach, Yeshua, Yetachin, Jesus Christos, is our high priest in the Brit Chadasha. Just a warning right there. Right? Moses then inscribed their names on each staff and brought them into the sanctuary before the Ark of the Testimony. Now, a lot of times we like to say Ark of the Covenant, Ark of the Covenant, Ark. But over that, before it was the Ark of the Covenant, it was also the Ark of the Testimony. Quote, and the staff of the man whom I choose, Jehovah Hashem, speaking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, and the staff of the man that I choose shall sprout, shall bud. Thus I will make to cease from I the grumblings, the murmurings of Amo Yisrael, the murmurings of the people of Yisrael, that they grumble against you. The following day, Moses went into the Mishkan, the dwelling place, and behold, the staff of Aaron for the house of Lewi, of Levi, had budded, had sprouted, and put forth buds and produced blossoms, and it bore ripe almonds. He then brought out all the staffs of the others and gave them back to each of the tribal leaders. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Egziyavihel, the sustainer, the good, the generous Father, then told Moshe to return Aaron's staff to the tabernacle, the Mishkan. In the Ge'ez, it's interesting because in the Ge'ez, right, it's the Deptarah. You know, there's the Deptarah. But the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the dwelling place, as a memorial and testimony for generations to come. There was King Josiah, and we also give honor to one of our first black rabbis in this time of the rebirth, the regeneration, following the Son of Man, Kedemawi HaDeSelassie, in the regeneration, to Rabbi Arnold Josiah Ford. King Josiah is said to have hidden the rod before the destruction of the first temple. After all that has transpired, the people, get this right here, after everything that happened, these four rebellions and the judgments and the plague and the deaths and all of that, the people, Jah people, began to dread the presence, the face, the presence of Jehovah and the Mishkan and the tabernacle. After everything happened, they dreaded the presence of Jehovah and the dwelling place. It's like after all the ukri in the church, they began to dread Jehovah's presence and the church. To allay their fears, Moshe, he gave them the assurance that the sons of Aaron, who are ha-kohanim, who are the priests, and the Levites alone, would bear responsibility for any encroachment of the sanctuary. Anything happens, they will bear, they will answer for it. All, quote, strangers, and this strangers is also taken as laymen. If you're not a son of Aaron, according to the type, you wasn't a priest. And if you wasn't a Levite, then you had no business there unless you was bringing forward your offering or something like that. All strangers, laymen, are warned to keep their distance. From a distance, Jah will be watching you. But since the Levites and the Kohanim, the priests, would receive no portion, they got no portion in the promised land, the people were instructed to support them. How? By means of the matanot. The matanot are the gifts, contributions and gifts that are listed at the end of this Torah portion right here, here, here. Some more reasoning on this as I and I move forward. Just giving a good, you know, an overview for right now. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ride up.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
I wanna share something with you. Oh God, wanna share something with you. Yeah. Music is the rod and we are molded. Yeah. Leading God's children to the promised land. Music is the voice of a brother Aaron. The Father's command. We have the power to turn things around. It's for us to stand up when we fall to the ground. I say this with a smile. Pause for a while, Lord. Listen, my son, the prophet has come. Music is the rod and we are more. Leading God's children to the promised land. Music is the voice of his brother Aaron, yes. Preaching and comforting at the Father's command. No use in trying to compromise the truth. Our eyes are open, we're taking
music is a
Gerard, Raymond Tune, right there, there, there. So here, for continuity purposes, we pick up with Hukat, 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 Hukat statute. Speaking about the golden, actually the red heifer right here, 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 the red heifer, we call this a red Hathor. So here for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, here we're at day two. Day two, the Monday, represents the second day of the Shabuah. So we have the first and the second Aliyah, the first and second, the first two of the seven Aliyot here for this sabbatical study for Shabbat Hukat, Sabbath statute, Sabbath ordinance.
Here, sabbatical here, study, here. This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong.
Yes, I give you right here. We have the Rishon and the Shani here. Rishon, the first and the second. Hukat. Hukat. Hukat decree. Hukat. Statute, Hukat ordinance. It's the ninth word and the first distinctive word in the parasha, in the reading and feeding right here. Here we pick up with Numbers chapter 19, verse 1 to Numbers chapter 22, verse 1. So here, this is the 39th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, and in the annual Ainai Judaic cycle of Torah reading and feedings, here we have the sixth reading here, from the fourth book of Moses, known as Numbers, right here, here, here. And usually, I and I read this, especially here in the diaspora, generally in late June or early July, right here, here, here. Now, we Yehudi, even I and I, the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, we also read the first part of the Parsha, the reading and feeding here, namely Numbers chapter 19, verses 1 to 22. In addition to the regular Torah reading and feeding on the Shabbat, the Sabbath after Purim, that's often referred to as the Shabbat Para, the Shabbat, Sabbath of the Para. Para in the Hebrew is the word for heifer or a female cow, Para. So we have the Para Aduma here, the red heifer, the red Hathor. Now on Shabbat Para, a reader would chant the regular Torah reading and feeding portion first, and then a reader chants the chapter of the red cow, the chapter of the red heifer. In the Hebrew, the chapter of the para, aduma, para, heifer, female cow, aduma, red. Now, Shabbat para, it occurs shortly before Pesach, shortly before Passover. And Numbers chapter 19, verses 1 to 22, it sets out the process and the procedure. We could say the hukat, the statute, and the seder, the order, the ordinance. By that, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, could purify themselves from the the contamination caused by a corpse, the contamination caused by the debtors, by a dead body, and so prepare for the pilgrimage feast, the pilgrimage festival of Pesach, of Passover. So here in this 39th sabbatical study here for Shabbat, Hukat, what do we have here? We have about eight main summary items. What are the eight main summary items here for the 39th degree of Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study? Firstly, we have the Para Aduma, the red heifer, the red Hathor. Secondarily, we have Miriam, the sister of Aharon and Moshe, Miriam's death. Thirdly, we have water, the theme of water from a rock, water from a rock. Fourthly, we have the emissary to Edom. Fifthly, we have Aaron's death. Sixthly, we have the victory, the Yeshuot, the victory, the salvation, the victory over Arad. Seventh item, we have the serpents. We have the theme of the Seraphim and the Hashim, the serpents. The eighth item we have is the victories. Victory, Yeshua, salvation, Yeshua, the victories, Yeshuot, over Sihon and Og, over Sihon and Og. So here, let's pick up right here with the reading of the first and the second Aliyot here for the Rastafari podcast, the Monday podcast, the second day of the Shavua podcast right here. Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, give ear and hear right here.
Shalom, Chaberim, shalom. The first Torah Aliyah for this Shabbat. Picking up here with the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, here at chapter 19, the Yod 8 chapter, for this Rastafari Sabbath Torah Mana feeding, reading, word right here. Here at the Lamed 8, 39th Rastafari Sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding for this Shabbat Strong. Chapter 19, the Years of Wandering, the fifth item here for this Shabbat Chukat. Shabbat Chukat. For this Sabbath of the Ordinance, KJV, Sabbath of the Statute, keyword Chukat, Senvet Yehigut Izaz Yehino. Here, for this Rishon, Aliyah, for the first Aliyah. Here, the years of wandering continue, the fifth item, the Ordinance, the Statute, the Chukat of the Para, the Farah Aduma, of the Red Heifer. B'shem ha'av v'habein v'ruach ha'kadosh Yahweh echad. Why daberi Yahweh el Moshe with el Aharon lemor zot chukat ha'Torah asher siwa Yahweh lemor daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yikachu leka fara aduma t'mima asher ein baha muma asher lo ala Aleha Ol. And the Yahweh, he who be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, spake to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, this is the ordinance of the law. Zot Chukat HaTorah. This is the statute of HaTorah. This is the Chukat of HaTorah, which the Yahweh hath commanded, saying, Daber, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, that they bring thee, a red heifer. Ve'yikachu eleika para fara aduma. A red heifer without spot. Tamima, wherein is no blemish. Asher ein baha mum, and upon which never came yoke. Asher lo Allah aleha ol. And ye all shall give her to Eliezer HaKohen, to Eliezer the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face. And Eliezer HaKohen, the priest, shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, seven times. And one shall burn the farah, para, the heifer, in his sight. Her skin and her flesh and her blood and her dung shall he burn. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer, of the farah, para. And then HaKohen shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall be unclean until the even, until the evening. And he that burneth her shall wash his clothes in water and bathe his flesh in water and shall be unclean until the even, the evening. And a man, that is, clean, shall gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up without the camp in a clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the Bnei Yisrael of the children, the sons of Israel, for a water of separation. It is a purification for hachet, for hatiat, for sin, for lack, for uckery. And he that gathereth the ashes of the farah, the para, the heifer, shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the eve and the evening. And it shall be to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, and to the stranger that sojourneth among them, for a statute, chukat, a statute forever. He that toucheth the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. But if he purify not himself on the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. Whosoever toucheth the dead body of any man that is dead, and purifieth not himself, defileth the tabernacle of the Yahweh. And that soul, that nephesh, shall be cut off from Yisrael, because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him. He shall be unclean. His uncleanness is yet upon him. This is HaTorah. This is the direction, instruction, the law. When a man lieth in a tent, all that come into the tent and all that is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which hath no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whosoever toucheth one that is slain with a sword in the open fields, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. For an unclean person shall take of the ashes of the burnt heifer of purification for sin, for hatiat, hachet, akari, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel. And here, give ear for the Sheni. Here for the Sheni, Aliyah. For this Shabbat Chukat, it's 39th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. And here, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 19. Here at the 18th verse is the Sheni Aliyah. For this Shabbat Chukat, for this Senvet Yahigut Izaz Yihno. Here, picking up the 18th verse, Numbers chapter 19, verse 18. Ve'lakach ezov ve'tavala ba'mayim isha tahora ve'hiza Allah ha'ohel ve'alakol ha'kelim ve'Allah ha'nefashot asher hayu sham ve'Allah ha'nogea ba etzem o ba halal o ba meta o ba kaver. Here for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, for this Shabbat Chukat, here at verse 18, Numbers chapter 19, verse 18. And a clean person shall take hyssop, and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that toucheth a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day, and on the seventh day, he shall purify himself and wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and shall be clean at even at evening. But the man that shall be unclean and not purify himself, that soul, that nephesh, that psyche, shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he hath defiled the sanctuary of the Yahweh. The water of separation hath not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. And it shall be a perpetual statute, chukat, to them, that he that sprinkleth the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that toucheth the water of separation shall be unclean until even, till evening. And whatsoever the unclean person toucheth shall be unclean, and the soul, the nephesh, the psyche that toucheth it shall be unclean until even, until evening. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called and known as Numbers, Numbers chapter 20, the years of wandering, continued, the sixth item, the death of Miriam. Then came the Bnei Yisrael, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin, in the first month, the first moon, and the people Ha'am abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there, and was buried there. the years of wandering, the seventh item, thirst in the old place of thirst. Compare and contrast Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. Here, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book, Numbers chapter 20, here, verse 2. And there was no water for the congregation, aggregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moshe and against Aaron. And Ha'am chode with Moshe and spake, saying, would to Elohim that we had died when our brethren died. Listen to Yahuwah before Jehovah. And why have you all brought up the congregation of the Yahweh into this Midbar, into this wilderness, that we, that I and I and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have y'all made us to come up Mitzrayim out of Kemet, out of Egypt, to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates. Neither is there any water to drink, And Moshe and Aharon went from the presence of the assembly, to the door, to the petach of the ohel moed, of the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment, the tent tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the kabodi Yahuwah, and the glory, the kavod of Jehovah appeared Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Echad. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
That's a write up right here of today's daily psalm, Psalm 13.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 30.
Mizmor Lamed. Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit LeDavid.
I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up,
Aromincha Adonai ki dillitani,
and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me,
Velo simmahta oyevaili.
O Lord my God, O Lord my God.
Adonai Elohai, Elohai.
I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me.
Shivati elecha vatirpaeni.
O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled.
I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever, 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 forever.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Yes, Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
ፍከፍ አደርጋለሁ አቤቱ አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ጮኹ ምሕረትም አደረግ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳሉ መዝሙር 29 በቅንነት 30 ለቤቱ መመረቅ ምስጋና የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ተቀበልህኛልና ጠላቶቼንም ደስ አላሰኘህብኝምና ከፍ ከፍ አደርጋለሁ አቤቱ አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ጮኹ ምሕረትም አደረግህልኝ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳልወድቅ አዳንከኝ ቅዱሳን ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ ቁጣው ለጥቂት ጊዜ ሞገሱ ግን ለሕይወት ዘመን ለቅሶ ማታ ይመጣ ጠዋት ግን ደስታ ይሆን እኔም በደስታዬ ለዘላለም አልታወክም አቤቱ በፈቃድህ ለሕይወቴ ኃይልን ሰጠሃል ፊትህን መለስህ እኔም ደነገጥ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጠራ ወደ አምላኬም ለመን ወደ ጥፋት በወርድ በደሜ ምን ጥቀማለ አፈር ያመሰግነሃልን እውነትህንም ይናገራልን እግዚአብሔር ሰማ ማረኝ እግዚአብሔር ረዳት ይሆነኝ ክብሬ ተዘምርልህ ዘንድ ዝምም እንዳትል ለቅሶዬን ለደስታ ለወጥህል ማቄን ቀደድህ ደስታንም አስታጠቅህ አቤቱ አምላኬ ለዘላለም አመሰግናለሁ
I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever.
Thank you.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Salamta, Tena Yisraelim, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malchus Edek. Salamta, Tena Yisraelim, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malchus Edek, Gormawi, Chayla Salasa. We have Mezmor Salasa, Psalm 30. From the Mezmore Dawid, the Psalms of David, and here in the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible of Gormawi, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, here we compare and contrast side by side. Here, the King of Kings, the Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Haile Selassie version side by side with the KJV. And here in the superscription, we have Thanksgiving for Deliverance, Thanksgiving for Iliverance, a song of dedication, rephrase of livication, the livication of the house. So here we have the superscription in today's daily psalm, a psalm and song at the dedication. It reads the Hanukkah. From the Sefer Tehillim, we have the Lamed, 30th Psalm, Psalm XXX, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, Habayit Lidawit, a psalm. We have a psalm, a chant, an intonation, a song, an ode, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, the livication of the house, of David. Now here, Bamorin in the Metzahaf Kedus, we have the superscription, Lebeitu Memerek Miskana, Yedawit Mezmor, Lebeitu, for the house, for his house, Memerek, a congratulations, a graduation, congratulations, like a blessing for his bait, for his house, Lebeitu Memerek Miskana. So the sense of a livication in the royal Amharic, here we have Memerek, a graduation. A congratulation, right? A kind of a blessing in that sense, but a livication, bringing out the sense of a renewing of the house, a graduation, a congratulation, lebeitu, memarek, miskana, thanks and praise in the royal Amharic, miskana, for the congratulations, the graduations, the Hebrew correspondences, the Hanukkah. So the psalm connected with the Hanukkah of the Beit, of the house of David, and thus also the connection of the Maccabees. We have the Maccabees and the Maccabees fighting holiday, and the theme, Hebraically, of dedication, rephrase, livication, is the Hanukkah. And the Hanukkah, as we have in Hanukkah, is connected with the Maccabees and the Maccabees. Maccabees, the fighting holiday, the renewal of the temple, of the holy place, of the house. Lebeitu Memerek Miskana. Ye Dawit Mezmor. Today's daily psalm superscription. May I and I ride up and begin. Besama'av, Lewelid, Wamenfes, Kedus, Hadu Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Today's daily psalm. We have a theme. Kakufu Adega. Ye Danne So Miskana. Kakufu, from evil, from wicked, from evil. Kakufu Adega. Danger. Adega, adventure. Evil, danger. Evil, adventure. Kakufu Adega. Ye Danne. Dana, one who is well, is good. Dechna, one who's safe. Yadana so. A person, a man who is safe or saved or is good, who's made dechna, dana. Yadana so. Man who is saved. Miskana, praise of a man, a person who is saved from evil danger, from evil adventure, as the word adega, meaning danger, adega, also danger. But what kind of danger? Kakufu, from evil. Kakufu adega, yedaneso miskana. The theme of today's daily psalm, also in the Sefer Tehillim, Thanksgiving. We have thanksgiving for deliverance. Thanksgiving for iliverance. Thanksgiving for iliverance from death and downstruction. Today's daily psalm. So make I and I ride up. Kuter and verse 1. Abetu tekeble hinyalina tela tochenem desalasen yeh binyumna kef kef adarighalo. I will extol thee, I, Abetu, I father, his father, O Ab of the Beit. Abetu tekeble hinyalina tekeble hang, the I has kebele, eye, the eye has received, eye, the eye has kabbalah, kebele, kabbalah, tekeble, hengyalina, for the eye has received, eye, abetu, tekeble, hengyalina, telatochenim, telatoch, enemies, telatoche, my enemies, my haters, telatochenim, tesalasenyehibimna. For thou hast lifted I up, KJV has, I will extol thee, O Lord, Avertu. For thou, the eye has lifted me, the eye has lifted I up, and has not made my foes, Telatoche, Telatoche nim des alasen yehe bimna, has not made my foes, have not caused des, happiness or joy, against I. For my enemies, the eye has not caused joy, happiness against me, my enemies to be joyful or happy against me. Telatoche nim des alasen yeh bin kef kef hi hi adarig halo adarig halo kef kef hi hi adarig halo. I will lift the eye up. I will make the eye high high high. I will make the eye high high high. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Avetu amlaki wad ante chohu meheretim adaregis hilin. O Lord my God, KJV. KJV brings out, O Lord my God, Abetu amlaki, Abetu, Abetu, my father's father, father of the house, Abetu amlaki, my source, amlak, my source. Wada ante to ante, speaking directly to he who be, we be, the I male. Wada ante to the I and to none other, chohu, 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 wada ante, chohu. KJV has, I cried to the I, but this is chohu, 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 wada ante, chohu. I shouted out, my shout out is to the I and none other, abetu, amlake, abetu, amlake, wada ante, chohu, mihiretim, mihiretim, adarigheling, and thou hast healed, I, mihiret, 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 mercy, mihiret and mercy, adarig, adarig, adarig. Adareg-hiling, you has done, the I male has done, for in favor of I, mihiret, 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 thou has done mercy for I, kuter, kuter source. Verse 3. Abetu nesin kasiol awet ahat, wode gud guadim and dal worda dan heng. O Lord, Abetu, O my father, his father, father of the house, Abetu, Nesin, Kasiola with Ahat, Nesin, Nesin, my soul, my psyche, Nesin, Kasiol, from Siol, from Sheol, from the anti-repatriation, from the anti-repatriation state, from the grave we have here, but we have the Siol, Sheol, right, that place, that state of mind, often connotated as hell, right, or the furthest state from the Father. We call it the anti-repatriation state. The ancients call it the underworld, the duat, the sub of the subconscious state, the furthest state from the Father, the Sheol, Hebraically speaking. Nefsin, my psyche, my soul, she, her. Nefsin, kasiol, from Sheol, awet ahat, you have brought up my soul, you have brought her up from Sheol, you have brought her up from Sheol, from hell, from the anti-repatriation state. What a good guadim, what a good guadim, and to the pit, what a good guadim in dal word, so that I do not go down. Adan hang, you have caused I male has made I dehna, 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 dehna. So I can say ekziavia yumeskan, or the gurgwa dim and that word adan hang. KJV has, thou has kept me, has kept I alive, that I should not go down to the pit. So we have the Sheol or the Seol here. We have the anti-repatriation state, the place of hell and nightmare and furthest and then alienation from the place of the Father. Nefsin kasiola wet ahat, you have lifted up, caused my psyche to come out of that state that state of, we could say, state of mind, that subconscious, that hell state of mind, what a good guadim, and to the pit in that word, so I do not word descend in that word, Adan hang, the I has made I dechna safe, good, well, and well-being, Uter Arat, verse 4. Kedusan hoy leegziavir zemru leek disnawim metasabia amesgnu amesgnu sing to egziavir the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed our Father. Kedusan hoy, O y'all ye saints of His, ye Kedusan, speaking to the Kedusan, the Holy One, the set apart One. Kedusan hoy heal them all. Oh, to say, hoy, kedusan hoy, kedusan hoy, oh holy ones, oh set apart ones, kedusan hoy, le'egziavihar zemru, chant, intonate, sing mezmor, chant, vocal intonations to egziavihar, le'kedisanawim metasebiya, and for his islandness, his set apartness, le'kedisanaw, kedisanaw, holiness, kedisanao, his holiness, lek disanao, for his holiness, lek disanaum, and for his islandness, metasebia, the remembrance, the calling to heart and mind of his set apartness, lek disanaum, metasebia, ameskenu, oh give thanks, give miskana, and give thanks at the remembrance of his islandness, his holiness, his set apartness, kutar amis, verse 5. Kutau letikit gize. Mogasu gina lehiweta zemin likso mata yimetal tewatagin testa yihona. For his anger endureth but a moment, KJV translates this verse, the fifth verse here, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Bamarinya, in the Metz of Kedus, authorized, advised, and Harik Bible, Gurmawi, Kanamawi, Hadda Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals, here in Kutar Amist of today's daily psalm, is Mor Selassie, Psalm 30, here at Kutar Amist, verse 5, it says, Kutau, his anger, Kuta, anger. Kuta wrath, kuta, kutau, kutau, his anger, let tikit gize, tikit for a little, tikit for a small, a little gize time, let tikit gizeno, kutau, his anger, let tikit gizeno, is for a little time, a short time. His anger endureth but for a moment. Morgesugin, morges, his favor, his only, let me say, appreciation, appreciate love, appreciate to the morgeskin, his favor, but his favor, morgesu, his favor, morges, appreciation, morgesu, his appreciation, morgesu, gin, but his appreciation, appreciate loveation. La hewet zemen is for hewet, life, zemen, for life season, for lifetime, in his favor, KJV brings out. In his favor is life. Likso, weeping. This is the word for weeping. As we had in the previous verse, crying out is a shout out. Here we have likso, weeping. The boo-hoo-hoo, weeping. Mata yimetal, mata. The evening come. Weeping, evening, it comes. Weeping may come. Weeping may endure. KJV has for a night or in the evening. Likso, mata, the evening yimetal. It will come. It comes in the Mata, likso, mata yumetal. Tawat gin, tawat, morning, the tawat gin, however, in the morning, tawat, desta yihona, but joy, but happiness cometh in the tawat. So we have the mata, you say, melkam mata, erev tov. Right, erev, the evening, good, and the morning, boker in the Hebrew here, we have tawat, the morning, melkam tawat, good morning, tawat again, desta yihonal, kuter sidis, verse 6, inem, bedesta yi, lezalem, al tawakum, alhu, and in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Kuter Siddis, verse 6 here. Iname, bedestaye, desta, happiness, the previous verse of joy, right? And in my joy, here KJV brings out my prosperity. And as for I, iname, bedestaye, and I in my joy, in my happiness, bedestaye, lezelalem al tawakim, alhu, I said, alhu.
I said in my joy, in my happiness, Lezalalem al tawakum, Lezalalem forever to the world without end, al tawakum, al tawakum. I should not be agitated, disturbed, I should not be moved. I should not be moved. Al tawakum, Guter Sabat, verse 7. Abitu Bethekadi Lahiwate Hailin Setahat Fitehina Melesi Melesi Inema Denegetuhu. Lord, Abitu, my father's father, father of the bait, or Ab of the bait, Abitu Bethekadi Fekadi, the I male will bear in on by way of Fekadi Bethekadi. In by thy favor, KJV has, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. It's the KJV, King James Version. Here in the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, he has Kuter Sabat Avirtu, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Befek Adis, in the I will, Lehiwate, for my life, for my liberty, my Hiwet, Lehiwate, for my life, Hailin, Hail, power, Hailin, power, Hail, Setahat, Setahat, the eye has given her, by the eye male will, the eye has given for my life, Chayil, power, Befek Adih, Lehiwate, Chayilin, Setahat, Fitehin, the eye male present, Fiteh, Fiteh, the eye's presence, perception, Fitehin, and the eye's male perception, Melesi, 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 Fitehin, Melesi. Turn the eye's presence, perception. Turn, return, answer with the eye male's presence, perception, and name. The eye turned the eye's face to say that, Abitu, you have given by your will for my life strength. You have turned your perception. You have turned your face in name. And I, in name, and as for I, the negetuhu, the negetuhu, the negetu. I was in a mental state of shock. I was in a mental state of shock. I was troubled, but in the sense of denegetuhu, in name, and as for I, denegetuhu, I was in a mental state of shock. Kutar Cement, verse 8, Abitu, Woda Ante Tarao, Woda Amlakima Lemenhu. I cried, I called to the eye, Abitu, my Ab, my father, O Ab, father of the bait, of the house, Abitu, Woda Ante, Woda Towards Ante, the eye, speaking directly to he who be who he be, the eye, male, Ante, Woda Ante to the eye, Tarahu, Tarao, Tarao. Tarahu, Tarao, Udante, Tarao. I called to the eye by name, to the eye and to none other, Ante. I called to the eye by name. Whether I'm Lakim and to my source. Whether I'm Lakim and to my Amlak, to my source, Lemenhu, Lemenhu, Lemenhu. I beseeched, I begged, here we have in the KJV, supplicated, supplication. I cried to the eye, KJV says, I called to the eye by name, O Lord, Adir to Udante, Tarao. And to the Lord, it says in the KJV, I made supplication. Woda Amlakim, and to my source, Alemenhu, I beseeched, I begged, I made supplication. Kuter Zeteng, verse 9. Woda Tifata Bewarda Bedeme Nina Tikmale Afer Yamesa Ginhalin, Yamesa Ginhalin, Eunetinema Yinagralin. What profit is there in my blood? Woda Tifat. When I go down to the pit, bewarda deme min tikkum, what tikkum, what profit, what benefit, minna tikkum ale, min tikkum ale, min tikkum ale, what profit is there, what towards tifat, destruction, perdition, the lost state, what a tifata bewarda. Bedeme, deme, my blood, bedeme in my blood, mintik male, afer, afer the dust, yamesugin halin, will the dust, shall the dust, afer, shall the afer, praise, give miskana to the eye, eunetihinim, yinagralin, shall it declare thy truth, thy eunet, eunetih, the eye male's objective reality, eunet tehinim, yinagralin, shall it speak, shall it tell, kutar aser, verse 10, kutar aser, ekziavihara,
Exiavir sma mareng, exiavir date honeng. Hear, O exiavir, O sustainer, and have mercy upon me, have mercy upon I, mareng, maeng. Exiavir sustainer, redate, my help, my assistance, honeng, has become I redat, I help, I assistance. Here KJV has, Lord, be thou. It's a request here, be thou my helper. The Mitz of Kedus brings out the sense that the sustainer, redate, my helper, my assistance, my, in that sense, of my help meet, redate, honeng, 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 be for I, has become for I. Kutarasara and, verse 11. Kubre, tezemer, tezem, tezemer li. Zemerlizen, Zimima and Attila, Lik Soyena, Let Desta, Le Wet Ling, Makena, Kedede, Desta Nim Asa Tatek Hang, Asa Tatek Hang, Asa Tatek Hang. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me, girded I with gladness. Bamarinya. In the Mahark we have Kabre, Kabre, my glory, my cover, my honor, Kabre, Kabre, Te Zemur, Te Zemurli, Te Zemurli Zen, Te Zemurli Zen, so that my cover, my Kabre, my glory, chant, praise, but in the sense of chanting Mezmor, chanting, intonate, chant, Isis, Isis the I, Zimim, Zimim, silence and silence, Zim, being Zim, Zimim and Datil, Zimim and Datil, so that she is not silent, Zimim and Datil, so that Kabre, my glory, is not silent, but so that my glory give chant Isis, Kabre, Tizamur, Lizen, Zimim and Datil, Lik Soyin, my weeping, my boo-hoo-hoo, Lik Soyin, Le Desta, my weeping, liksoyen ledesta, my weeping to joy, my weeping to happiness. Lawet ihling, lawet ihling, lawet ihling. You have turned, you have changed in essence. You have changed my, or exchanged, liksoyen, my weeping led for desta. Lawet ihling, makain, makain akadideh, makain akadideh. Thou hast put off my sackcloth, ripping that sackcloth. You have ripped that sackcloth off of me, that carcass bag, that carcass sack off of I. Destanim, and joy, or here KJV says, and girded me, girded I with gladness. Destanim, asatat ekhang. Destanim, destanim, asatat ekhang. And has girded I, girding me with joy, girding me with happiness. Girding I with happiness. Puter, puter asara, asara, hulet. Verse 12. KJV, King James Version has this here. Firstly, says, to the end that my glory, see the connection part of the verse here that's translated in verse 12 of KJV is actually found in the 11th verse of the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Mitzvah of Kedus. Says, to the end that my glory may sing praise, chant Isis, Kavrei Tezemurli Zen, to the eye. Male, that she may chant Isis, Zimim, and Datil, and not for her to be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to thee I forever. And here's where Kutarasara Hulet picks up in the Mets of Kedus, Abetu, Amlaki, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Amlaki, my source, Lezalalem, 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 forever to the world without end. Amesaginhalo, Amesaginhalo, Amesaginhalo. I will praise, give Miskana amesegin halo. I will praise Miskana the eye for
Yahweh, Father, And it turns out I turn my weeping into gladness.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
We're here, Royal Amharic.
Mazmur Hayazatain, Bakanif Salasa. Levitu Mamarak Misgana, Hidawit Mazmur. Avitu Takabilahinyalina, Talatu Chenim Des Salasain Hibinimina, Kafakafar Gallo. Avitu Amlaki, Wadan Tech O Humeratim Madaragli. አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳልወርድ አዳንከኝ ቅዱሳን ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ ቁጣው ለጥቂት ጊዜ ነው ሞገሱ ግን ለሕይወት ዘመን ለቅሶ ማታ ይመጣል ጠዋት ግን ደስታ ይሆናል እኔም በደስታዬ ለዘላለም አልታወክም አለ አቤቱ በፈቃድህ ለሕይወቴ ኃይልን ሰጠሃል ፊትህን መለስህ እኔም ደነገጥ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጠራሁ ወደ አምላኬም ለመን ወደ ጥፋት በወርድ በደሜ ምን ጥቅም አለ አፈር ያመሰግንሃልን እውነትህንም ይናገራልን እግዚአብሔር ሰማ ማረኝም እግዚአብሔር ረዳቴ ሆነኝ ክብሬ ትዘምርልህ ዘንድ ዝምም እንዳትል ለቅሶዬን ለደስታ ለወጥህልኝ ማቄን ቀደድህ ደስታንም ማስታጠቅህ አቤቱ አምላኬ ለዘላለም አመሰግናለሁ
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Elect up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm XXX, Psalm 30. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, Psalm 30, Psalm XXX. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving for deliverance, thanksgiving for deliverance. Mizmor Shir Hanukat Habaita Ledawid, a psalm, Mizmor, a song at the dedication, at the livication, Shir Hanukat. Shir Hanukkat, Hanukkat, the Hanukkat, the dedication, the livication, Habayit Lidawid, Habayit Lidawi, the dedication of the Bait, Habayit, Habayit Lidawi, of the house, Lidawid, of David. Thanksgiving for deliverance. If this psalm, this mizmor, is considered apart from the title, the superscription, the title, the theme is akin to that of VI, of Psalm 6, and the personal character is strongly marked. It is a fervent hymn of gratitude for redemption from a danger which threatened imminent death, possibly a grave illness. What then is its connection with the superscription? What is the connection with the superscription? A psalm, a song at the dedication of the house of David. Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit Le David. What is the connection? What's the connection, Chaberim? What's the connection with the superscription? The wording of the title is strange. A psalm, Mizmor, a song at the dedication of the house. Shir Hanukkah HaBayit of David, LeDawid, on the assumption that the form is original. For which occasion was it composed? For which occasion was this psalm composed? Now, some conjecture that it was the dedication of his palace, the Hanukkah, the Hanukkah of David's palace in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 11. But there's no record that he had been in dire straits at the time of its erection, at the time of the dedication of his palace. Others suppose that the allusion is to the purchase of the temple site, the site of the Hekal, the temple after the outbreak of pestilence, according to 1 Chronicles chapter XXI, chapter 21, verse 14. Despite, however, David's statement found in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 1. This is the house of Hashem. This is the house of Yahuwah. The fact remains that no, quote, house, end quote, no bayit, no bait, was then dedicated, was then Hanukkah, so to speak. Now, modern scholars are agreed that the Mizmor, the psalm we have here, is a personal testimony to Jah's mercy, to Elohim's mercy in a time of sore distress. Later, it was given a national interpretation and selected for use at the dedication, the levitation of the second Hekal, the second temple, and subsequently at its rededication or the relevitation by the Maccabees. Hence, the clause, a song at the dedication, the levitation, the Hanukkah, at the levitation of the house. Shir Hanukkah HaBayit, the house. So the clause here, a song at the dedication of the Hanukkah, the levitation of the house, Shir HaHanukkah HaBayit, is an addition to the original title. Now, there's a rabbinical source that mentions its recital in connection with the kindling of the lights on the feast of dedication, the feast of levitation, Hanukkah, the Hanukkah, the Maccabees fighting Isla Day. And the practice remains in the Judaic and the Yehudi and the Jewish liturgy. So this is the introduction to today's daily psalm, Psalm XXX, Psalm 30, Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving for deliverance, Torah, Torah, Le Hashem, Torah Hashem, Ekziavihar Yemezken, Miskana, Miskana, Miskana. Stay tuned. Habarim, fellow Talmudim, for more on today's daily psalm, Psalm 30, Psalm XXX. Thank you.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble, Baby Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Baby Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble.
Mizmor Lamed, Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit Le David. Lamed, Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit Le David. Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit Le David. Aromimcha Adonai Ki Dilitani, Velo Simachta Oyevai Li. Adonai Elohai, Shivat Li Elecha Vatir Paeni. Adonai, העלית מן שאול נפשי, צייתני מיורדבור. זמרו לאדוני חסידיו, והודו לזכר קודשו. כי רגע באפו חיים ברצונו, בערב ילין בכי, ולבוקר רינה. ואני אמרתי ושלבי, בל אמות לעולם. אדוני, ברצונך העמדת להררי עוז, השתרת פניך, הייתי נבהל. אליך, אדוני, אקרא, ואל אדוני אתחנן. מה בצע בדמי ברידתי אל שחת, היודך עפר, היגיד עמיתך, שמע אדוני וחונני. אדוני, היה עוזר לי. הפכת מספדי למחול לי, פיתחת שקי, ותעזרני שמחה. למען יזמרך כבוד ולא ידום, אדוני אלוהי, לעולם עודקת.
Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever, forever, forever.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here, Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed. Psalm XXX, Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30. Here, Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed. Psalm XXX, Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30. Mizmor Shir Chanukata Bait Ledawi, a psalm, a Mizmor, a chant, intonation, a shir, a song, at the dedication, at the Chanukat, the livication, ha-bait of the house of David, ha-bait le-David, mizmor shir Chanukata ha-bait le-David. Here, Hebraically, Psalm 30, mizmor lamed, here, Hebraically, verse 1. In the KJV, other Bibles, this will be contained in the Better Bibles as a superscription. Many avoid or don't really see the importance, but Hebraically, this is the first verse. Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawi, a psalm and song at the livication, the dedication, the livication of the house of David, the house of Dawi. Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawi. Rav Chista said, there is no difference of opinion that the sanctuary below is the counterpart of the sanctuary above. For in the verse from Shemot, from Exodus 15:17, Thou, Yahweh, Jehovah, hast made it a place, a makon for thy dwelling. You are to read not makon, a place for, a makon, but mikuan, a counterpart of. Because the two are counterparts, said Ravacha. Debir, in the verse from Psalm 28, verse 2, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle, thy debir, bir nasayiya yadai, illa debir kadishaka, when I lift up my hands, bir nasayiya yadai, toward thy holy, thy isle sanctuary, illa debir kadishaka. This means literally, quote, the place out of which revelations, debirot, go forth to the world, end quote. As is said in Micah 4 and 2, out of Zion, shall go forth the law. Rav Chanina said, literally, debir means the place out of which Ha'el, the true good, the true God's edicts, his dibur, go forth to the world. And mortals say in awe, according to Psalm 68, verse 36, awesome is God out of thy holy places. Nora Elohim imikadasheka, awful, awesome, nora is Elohim imikadasheka, out of thy holy, thy isla places. Another comment on Mizmor, song, Shir, song, Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid, a psalm and a song at the Chanukat, the livication, the dedication, the Chanukah of the Bayit of Dawid, of David. Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid. These words are to be considered in the light illumination of the verse from Job 41:13, Hebraically. Whatever act of coming to me to I, a man begins, I complete. Whatever act of coming to me to I, a man begins, I complete. Hebraically, Job 41:13. If ever a man considered doing a commandment for my sake, did I not stand behind him? Who would perform a circumcision had I not first given him a son? Who would display fringes had I not first given him a mantle? Who would build a parapet about his roof had I not first given him a house? If ever a man thought in his heart, to do a commandment and was constrained
from doing it, did I not reckon him as having done it? Thus, David had only to think of building the sanctuary, and it was called by Shemo, by his name, as it is said, Mizmor Shir Hanukat Habait LeDawid. Another comment on Mizmor Shir Hanukat Habait LeDawid, Psalm 30, verse 1 and verses 4 and 5. Yahuwah Ha'alita Mina Shiol Nafshi Chitani Mia Yordei Bor, according to the Ketib, or Chitani Miyardi Bor Zamru La Yahuwah Chisedaya Wuhodua Lizakhir Kadsho, a song and song at the levitation of the house of Dawid. O Jehovah, thou hast brought up my soul from the netherworld. Yahweh, he'alita mina sheol nafshi. O Jehovah, thou broughtest up my soul from the netherworld, from Sheol. Yahweh, he'alita mina sheol nafshi. Sing to Jehovah, O ye, O y'all, his holy ones, his Isla ones. Zamru la Yahuwah chisedayo. The last verse in this passage is to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Psalm 149, verse 5. Make the holy ones, the Isla ones, be joyful in glory. Make them sing aloud upon their beds. Ya'ilzua chisedima bikavod. Yehanu ala misha kavotam. Make the saints the chassidim. Exalt Ya'ilzua chassidim bikavod, in glory and kavod. Yehanu. Make them sing and ringing and singing in shrilling tones. Yehanu ala misha kavotam, upon their beds. Rav Chiya the Great taught, when the righteous leave this world, three companies of angels join them. One saying, he shall enter into peace, into shalom. And another, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 57 and 2, they shall rest in their beds. And still another, each one shall walk in his uprightness. And then these angels, Melakim, go ahead of the righteous, leading them to the Gan Ba'Eden, to the Garden of Eden, of Eden, of delights. Rav Yehuda, Judah, in the name of Rav Simon, citing Rav Josiah, said, if one dare speak thus, like this, of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he himself says to the righteous, Yehi Ratzon Asher Bo'eka B'Shalom, may thy coming be in peace. Yehi Ratzon Asher Bo'eka B'Shalom. And the proof? From what is said to Harasha, to the ratchet, to the wicked, according to Yeshaya, Isaiah 57:21, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked, to the ratchet. If Ha'el, the true good, the true God, says to Harasha, to the ratchet, there is no peace, then how much more likely is he to say to HaTzadik, the righteous, come, come in peace. Indeed, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, says of HaTzadik, the righteous, let him come in peace, B'Shalom. Accordingly, in Psalm 149, 149 and 5, let the Holy Ones, let the Isla ones be joyful, exalt, be joyful in glory. Psalm 149, verse 5. Ya'ilzu chesedim b'kavod. What sort of kavod? Kavod. What sort of kavod? Glory is meant. The glory that HaKadosh himself, the Holy One himself, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, receives HaTzadik, the righteous, so that at the very moment of leaving this world, they break forth in joyous praise, eyes of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. Rav Chiya Bar Jose taught, there is no difference between the righteous HaTzadik who are alive and
Hatzadik, the righteous who are dead, except that the living have the power of speech. The dead, nevertheless, are able to sing praise. Eyes is to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For He binds their souls, their psyches, in the bundle of life. As Abigail said, even in 1 Samuel 25:29, the soul of Adoni, my Lord, shall be bound in the bundle of life by Yahweh Eloheka, by Jehovah the I Elohim. And so, make them sing aloud. Make them sing aloud upon their beds. Yerannu ala mishekabotam. Make them sing aloud upon their beds. Clearly denotes a song of praise. As in Psalm 118:15, the voice of singing at salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The voice of singing at salvation is in the tents of the righteous. Kol rina we Yeshua be'aholes adki. The voice of rejoicing. Kol rina. The voice of rina. Kol rina we Yeshua. And salvation we Yeshua. Be'ahole tzadiki is in the tents of the tzadiki, of the righteous. Rav Yohanan said, whenever an elder expounding from a teacher's chair says that, thus such and such, kle kle gele gele, such and such a master taught, the lips of the master move and give utterance in the grave. For it is said in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs 7 and 10, the speech of thy mouth is like the best wine, moving the lips of those that are asleep. Song of Songs 7 and 10, the speech of thy mouth is like the best wine, moving the lips of those that are asleep. What is meant by the words, moving the lips of those that are asleep? They mean that of themselves, the lips of those in the grave give utterance, just as of itself a mass of grapes gives forth its juice. Hence it is said, let them, make them sing aloud upon their beds. Yeranu ala mishkavotam. David thus said, Agora be'ahalika olamim. Make I dwell in thy tent forever, for ever. Agora be'ahalika olamim. In Psalm 61 and 5. Could the thought have come into David's mind, that he would live forever? If not, what is meant by olamim, forever? According to Rav Yehuda Judah, it means that David prayed, quote, forever may my psalms, my tehillim, be sung in houses of prayer and in houses of study. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, though thou wilt die, Shemeka, thy name, shall never move from within my house. For psalms, tehillim, beginning Psalm of David, Mezmore David, shall be sung in Shemeka, in thy name, at every sacrifice. Nay, more, because thou, the I, didst consider building a sanctuary that Shlomo, Solomon, thy son, shall build, I shall write a dedication, a livication, in Shemeka, in the I's name, as is said, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Tahabait Le David, a song in song, At the Hanukkah, Tahabait LeDawid, the dedication, livication of the house of David, not of Shlomo, LeShlomo, says Scripture, but LeDawid, of David. Another comment on Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Tahabait LeDawid, a song and song at the livication of the house of David. These words are to be considered in the light, illumination of the verse, found in Psalm 62 and 13. Also to the eye, O Jehovah, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his walk. Ulekah Adonai chased
Kiata tishalem leish ke ma'esehu, also to the eye. Adonai, Adonai, uleka, Adonai, chased belongeth chased mercy. Kiata for the eye tishalem renderest, payest, renderest tishalem leish to every man, to every ish ke ma'esehu according to his walk, according to his work. Uleka Adonai chased kiata tishalem leish ke ma'esehu. Rav Yehuda, Judah, and Rav Nehemiah took this verse to mean that the measure of Ha'el, the true good, the true God's punishment, is barren and bears no evil fruit, but that the measure of Ha'el, the true good, the true God's goodness, bears fruit. As is said in Hosea 10 and 12, sow to yourselves according to righteousness, then reap according to mercy. Sow to yourselves according to righteousness, then reap according to mercy. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What does the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He makes a man pay but once for his iniquities, but He returns again and again to reward him for his good deeds. The rabbis taught, when He makes a man pay for his iniquities, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, does not make him pay in full. As is said even in Ezra 9 and 13, Thou, the I, Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, true good, true God, has punished us, punished Ayinai less than our iniquities warrant, and has left us, left Ayinai a remnant such as this. Rav Eleazar, Eliza, and Rav Jose Bar Rav Hanina differed. Rav Eleazar said, when the pans of a scale balance exactly with the evil deeds on one side and the good deeds on the other, what does HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Eloah, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do? He tips the scale toward mercy, as is said in Psalm 62, verse 13, toward Thee, the I, O Lord, mercy. Toward Thee, the I, O Lord, mercy. Ulka Adonai chased. Ulka Adonai chased. Toward Thee, Adonai, chased. Mercy, loving kindness. Rav Jose Bar Rav Hanina said, what does HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Idol One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do? He snatches a writ of debt out of the evil deeds, and instantly the scale inclines toward the good deeds. For it is said, even in Micah 7 and 18, who is a God like to the eye, who in lifting the iniquity passeth over transgression? Rav Nehemiah taught, when a man considers committing a chatiat, chet, sin, akri, lack, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, imputes no chatiyat, sin, akri, to him until he commits it. But when a man considers doing a good deed and finds himself unable to do it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, writes it down even without the doing, as though he had done it. For it is said, even in Malachi 3 and 15, Yahuwah Jehovah hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that fear, that reverence Yahuwah Jehovah, and that thought upon Shemo, and that thought upon His name. But a heathen, even if he merely considers doing a wickedness or ratchetness, though he has not done it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, imputes the wickedness, the ratchetness to him as if he had done it. Thus, of Laban, it is said in Devarim, Deuteronomy 26 and 5, an Aramean wrought destruction upon Abi, upon my father. But did Laban wreak destruction upon Yaakov, upon Jacob? No. But because Laban considered wrecking destruction upon Yaakov, upon Jacob, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, imputed it,
to him as if he had wrought the destruction to destruction. When a heathen considers doing a good deed, however, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, does not write it down until he has done it. Thus of Darius, it is said even in Daniel 6 and 15, the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. That is, although the king considered saving Daniel, nevertheless, it was not imputed a good deed to the king by HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, until the king had accomplished it. But a Yehudi, when he considers committing a sin, or akri, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, inputs no chatiat, no lack, no sin, no akri to him until he commits it. For it is said even in Micah 2 and 1, woe to them that consider iniquity and also walk evil upon their beds. Rav Huna taught in saying, according to Psalm 66, 18, when I had regarded iniquity in my heart, Adonai would not hear it. Aven. Im ra'iti ve'libi lo yishma'a Adonai. If I had regarded iniquity in my heart, Adonai would not hear. Awen. Im ra'iti ve'libi lo yishma'a Adonai. When I had regarded iniquity in my heart, Awen. Im ra'iti ve'libi Adonai would not hear. Lo yishma'a Adonai. David meant that whenever he considered doing a good deed, even though he had not been able to do it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, inputted it to him as if he had done it. You can see for yourself that this is true. David considered starting the building of the sanctuary, and though he was unable to build it, its dedication, its Chanukat, its levitation was written in his name. For it is said, a psalm and song at the dedication of the house of David. Mizmor shir Chanukat ha-bayit le-David. Hence, whenever a man suffers for a cause, it is called by Shemo, his name. We find that this is true of Moshe. He suffered grief for HaTorah, for Jah's direction, instruction, for the teaching of his majesty. As it is said in Shemot in Exodus 34:28. And he was there with Yahweh, with Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And HaTorah, the law, Jah's direction, instruction, came to be called by Shemo, by his name, as is said even in Malachi 3 and 22. Remember y'all the law of Moshe, Moses, my servant. It was true of David, of David. He suffered grief for the sanctuary, having sat for its sake in the dust of the earth, as is said even in Psalm 132, verses 3 to 5, Hebraically. Surely I will not come into the tent of my house. I will not give sleep to mine eyes until I find out a place for Jehovah. Im avo be'ohel la'beiti, im eten ashenat le'oinai, oda emtza makom la'yahuah. Surely I will not come into the tent of my house. I will not give sleep to mine eyes until I find out a place for Jehovah. Ada emtza makom la Yahuwah. Psalm 132, verse 3 to 5, the A part of the verses. And the sanctuary was called by Shemo, by his name, as is said, a psalm and song at the dedication, at the levitation of the house of David, of the house of David. Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Tahabait Lidawi. Another comment. Consider what scripture says elsewhere, such as in Malachi 3 and 16. Then when they that feared, reverenced, respected Yahweh Jehovah submitted, Nidaberu, the one to the other, Yahweh Jehovah hearkened. Rav Chia taught in the name of Rav Abba, when sages in seats of authority submit to one another's words, here, Nidaberu, comes from the same stem as Yadber in the verse, He subdueth Yadber, peoples under us, from Psalm 47, verse 4. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, gives heed to their words. As it is said, then, when they that feared, reverenced, respected Jehovah, submitted the one to another, Jehovah hearkened and heard. Rav Yaakov Bar Zabda added in the name of Rav Abayu, not only this, but HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, corrects the errors for them. Rav Abba observed, therefore the sages say, quote, thus saith the Master, end quote. With these words, they also call upon HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, who is Robeinu Shel Olam, who is the master of the universe, the universal master, who throws light, illumination, on their errors for them, and corrects their errors. Hence here, it is said, when they that feared, reverenced, respected Jehovah, submitted the one to another, Jehovah hearkened and heard. Another comment on Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tahabait LeDawid, the psalm beginning a song at the levitation, the Chanukah of the house, applies to Yisrael, Israel. Thus, psalm, Mizmor, chant, Isis, Mizmor, alludes to the Chanukah, the levitation of the sanctuary in the time of Shlomo. Song, Shir, Shir, song, alludes to the building of the second sanctuary in the time of Ezra. Psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 30, Hebraically, verse 2. I will extol thee, I, O Jehovah, for thou hast brought me up. Kia dilitani, has raised I up. Kia dilitani, dilitani, raise I up. Dilitani, out of exile in Babylon. The word dilitani being read as in the verse from Shemot, Exodus 2 and 19, an Egyptian brought up, dala, dala, water for I and I, an Egyptian brought up, dala, water for I and I. Hear, 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 today's daily psalm, the B part of the verse, willo, semachetaoi by li, thou the I hast not made my foes to rejoice over I. With Loa Semachetaoi Baili in Medea and Persia. O Jehovah Elohai Haliai, I cried to the eye, Yahweh Elohai, Shia Wa'itia Leka Wa'tira Paeni. I cried to the eye in my exile in Greece among the Gracchoi, and thou didst heal me, Wa'tira Paeni. Thou did heal I, though the Hasmonean and his sons. O Jehovah, thou hast restored I to life from among them that go down to the pit. Yahweh, he'alita mina she'ol nafshi. Chiyitani, chiyitani. Miyordebor. Chitani, miyardi bor, restored me, despite the many decrees imposed upon I to bring I down into the pit of Gehenna. Sing praises to Jehovah, O ye all saints of his, Zamru la Yahuwah chesedayo. That is, ye sons of Mattathias the Hasmonean, for his anger is but for an instant. For his anger is but for an instant. Kia rega'a bi'apo, for his anger, but for an instant. Kia rega'a bi'apo, for his anger is but for an instant. The knowledge, the da'at of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nothing else than instantaneous. And in his favor is life. Chayim b'rizono. And in his favor is life. Chayim b'rizono. Life for ivor and ivor and ivor. Weeping may tarry. Weeping may tarry for a night. Ba'ereva yalina beki. For weeping may tarry for a night, for an evening. Ba'ereva yalina beki. Weeping may tarry for an evening. Alludes to Mordecai at the time of Zeresh. Zeresh said to Haman, quote, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and in the morning speak thou to the king that Mordecai be hanged thereon, that Mordecai be lynched, that Mordecai be hanged thereon, according to Esther 5:14. And all Yisrael, Israel, spent the night in weeping and wailing, but joy cometh in the morning, but joy cometh with la boker rina. Will la boker rina, but joy cometh in the morning. This alludes to the verse in Esther 7:10. So they lynched Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. And also to the verse in Esther 8:16, the Jews, the Yehudim, had light and gladness and joy and honor. As for me, as for I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. Wa'ani amarti b'shalui balemot. As for me, wa'ani, as for I, amarti, I said, b'shalui, in my prosperity, balemot, I shall never be moved. Balemot le'olam. I shall never be moved. The congregation, aggregation of Yisrael said, when I lived in my prosperity in the Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Yisrael, I was wont to say, quote, I shall never be moved. I was wont to say, Balemot le'olam. Jehovah, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong, Yahweh, b'ritzon ka he'emadita li'harari oz. But as soon as I sinned, as I upped up, thou, the I, didst at once remove thy presence, as it's written, thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. He satarta faneka haitiya Nivahal, Haiti Nivahal. I was troubled. I cried to the eye, O Jehovah. I cried to the eye, O Jehovah, and to Adonai, I made supplication. Eleka Yahuwah Ekra, Ve'el Adonai Etachanan. Out of exile, when I said, what profit is there in my blood? Here. What profit is there in my blood? Here, O Lord, and have mercy. Here, O Jehovah, and have mercy upon I. Ma betzah bedami beridtiya illa shachata. Here, yodka afara. Here Yagid Emiteka Shema Yahuwah Wi Khaneni Yahuwah. Heye Ozerli, Heye Ozerli, and thou hast sent thy good word, thy good word. Thou hast turned for I my mourning into dancing. Hafakta misit pedi li maholi. Thou hast turned my mourning into dancing. Hafakta misit pedi li maholi. As when at first, quote, there was great mourning among the Yudim, the Jews, and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes, Esther 4 and 3. But finally there came, quote, a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, Yom Tov, according to Esther 9 and 19. All this happened, why? To the end that glory may sing praise, Isis, Isis to thee, Isis to the eye. Lim'an yezamerka kavod. To the end that glory may sing praises, Isis to the eye. Lim'an yezamerka kavod. For thou didst give a part of thy glory to Yisrael, to Israel, 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 Israel. Israel, 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 Israel,
Israel. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever, 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 forever.
מזמור למד, מזמור שיר חנוכת הבית לדוד. מזמור למד, מזמור שיר חנוכת הבית לדוד. מזמור שיר חנוכת הבית לדוד. מזמור שיר חנוכת הבית לדוד. ארוממך אדוני כי דליתני, ולא שמחת אויבי לי. אדוני אלוהי, שיבעתי אליך ותרפאני. אדוני, העלית מן שאול נפשי, חייתני מיורדבור. זמרו לאדוני חסידיו, והודו לזכר קודשו. כי רגע באפו חיים ברצונו, בערב ילין בכי ולבוקר רינה. ואני אמרתי ושלבי, בל אמות לעולם. אדוני, ברצונך העמדת להררי עוז, הסתרת פניך, הייתי נבהל. אליך אדוני אקרא, ואל אדוני אתחנן. מה בצע בדמי ברידתי אל שחת,
היודך עפר, היגיד עמיתך, שמע אדוני וחונני, אדוני היה עוזר לי. הפכת מספדי למחול לי, פיתחת שקי, ותעזרני שמחה. למען יזמרך כבוד ולא ידום, אדוני אלוהי לעולם, לעולם,